Let's talk a little South Central Calhoun football right now. Joining us is head coach Brian Case as they get ready to take on Eagle Grove here in at week number 5. And coach, first, congrats on that one last week. You guys had kind of come in having lost 2 in a row and got things going the way it sounded last week.
Yeah, you know, we had very rarely are put in that situation that we were last week. You know, being 1-2 going into that district opener and so forth. But I thought our kids responded very well last week. I thought we played a lot more physical football. We looked a lot more like South Central, to be honest with you, last week. So I think it's a step in the right direction.
What'd you guys focus in on this week after last week to get ready for Eagle Grove?
Our word of the week this week is just to build. We want to build on the successes that we had. We had pretty good energy last week on Wednesday. This week, we wanted to focus on that energy as well, just trying to keep that all week long. And so that's really what we focused on, and I think the kids responded pretty well throughout the week. Now, it remains to be seen what's going to happen here on Friday night against Eagle Grove, but we've had a pretty good week of practice, really getting back to the basics as far as just kind of dummying things down and just walking through things to make sure that we're taking the right angles, blocking the right people, all that kind of stuff. So kind of getting back to the X's and O's of South Central Calhoun football, not necessarily focusing on our opponent, but on what we have to accomplish as a team. You know, usually if our kids are all on the same page, offensively, defensively, and through our special teams, usually we put ourselves in a situation where we can compete at the end of the game and give ourselves a chance to win. So that's really what we went back to, just kind of dummy things down, went back to the basics and tried to get better.
And it looks like the running game took some steps forward last week.
Yeah, no question. You know, and through the first 3 games, we were averaging 75 yards on the ground. Last week, I think we were about 240 yards on the ground. So, like I said, it was more like South Central Calhoun football. You know as well as anybody does that if you have a balanced offensive attack, it's tough to defend. You know, when you're one-dimensional, I mean, you can kind of load up in the box and take away a run game or something like that, and you know, or take away the passing game if somebody's really good that way and send a lot of pressure. So. You know, when you're balanced, it makes it a little bit tougher on the defense. And last week, I think that we were a little bit more balanced that way. And we want to continue that moving forward just to make our offense a little bit more potent.
What did you see from Eagle Grove defensively? And what will they try to do against you guys?
You know, I think that they're 3-4. They also run 4-3 type of scheme. They ran 4-3 last week. They've sent in a 3-4 as their base defense. You know, a lot of teams are going to that 3-4, so we kind of face that week in and week out here, and that's what we run. So we kind of have, we kind of know what the 3-4 is all about. You know, Eagle Grove is a team that brings back 8 defensively from last year's team. They bring back 9 offensively from last year's team, and they won 3 games last year. They've got the 1 win under the belt this year. I think that Coach Willard has done a decent job with them, getting their kids to buy in. They're doing some things in the weight room in the off season and so forth, and the kids are starting to come in that way. They're really starting to believe in his system and what he's selling for them. So I think that they're going to be hungry. I think that they're going to think after watching the Eagle Grove or the Emmitsburg game that they can kind of just run the ball down our throat that way. But defensively, I think that they're going to just line up and they're just going to play. They're going to kind of keep things simple from the defensive side of the ball. They'll send a little bit of pressure here and there, but as far as the secondary is concerned, we see them sitting back in a quarters coverage or possibly a squat corner with a too high safety look. So, again, it just remains to be seen. And with our offense being able to go with the full house tee or the spread, we're just going to kind of take and see what they're going to produce that way defensively, and we'll take what they give us.
Coach, you mentioned how their program is starting to buy in. Is that the biggest change? I remember just 3-4 years ago they were having to forfeit games because of lack of numbers. Now, as you said, last year they go out and win 3 games. Has that kind of been the biggest thing you've noticed from afar is kids taking a culture and starting to build on it?
Yeah, no question. And, you know, Coach Willard, I mean, he grew up in Eagle Grove. I mean, he's a graduate of Eagle Grove, so he has a lot of pride in that community as well and everything that takes place there. You know, he works with the buildings and grounds, so he takes care of the field and all that, so he has a lot of pride that way. And he wants to see these kids be successful. He wants to, you know, bring that pride back to Eagle Grove and so forth. So I think he's done a great job of getting that culture started, and he's trying to really work on that, like he said. And I just, my hat's off to him. I mean, he took over a situation where they had not been winning football games. They had been forfeiting games and so forth because they couldn't get the kids out. They had some young kids that were playing at the varsity level and just weren't competing very well. So I think he's done a great job of taking this program and moving it forward. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, we got to go to their place. They're watching film on us. They know that we've got two losses under our belt, and they think that we're pretty vulnerable right now. So I'm sure that they're licking their chops, especially with this home game against South Central Calhoun.
You mentioned their running attack and kind of wanting to run at you, maybe similar to what Emmitsburg did. What have you noticed of their rushing attack? Looks like they're fairly balanced with the Jeske kid and the Richardson kid. What type of backs are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's double wing offense. They like to run their quarterback. He likes to keep it in his hands. He's a really good athlete out there. To be honest with you, we're going to try and take away their ground game, you know, kind of like we did with Emmitsburg. It didn't work out very well, and we want to force them to the air. And hopefully we can do that. Hopefully our kids are buying in. They're playing with a little bit more energy. They're playing together a little bit better. Alignments are a little bit better and so forth, and they're understanding their responsibilities a little bit better. So if we can take away their ground game, as far as their double wing is concerned, take away their option, I think that good things can happen for us. But, yeah, I mean, they've got two kids back there that carry the ball really well. They run hard. They've got some kids up front that have good size. And like I said, I mean, they got nine guys back from last year's team, so they have the varsity experience as well. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys, but hopefully we can get on them early and see what happens.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you guys about the game, following the game on Friday night.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, they head over to Eagle Grove coming up on Friday night.